Welcome to Start Writing Quick Vocabulary. I'm losing my voice, so it's going to be all J.
The first word is elucidate. Elucidate is a verb, and it means to make lucid, especially by explanation or analysis. It also means to give a clarifying explanation. An example is Darwin continued to elucidate his theory of evolution. Elucidate comes from Middle French through Latin. Ex means out or away, and I think that's where the E comes. And then lucidus is light. So we're bringing out the light. We're bringing it out into the light. The next word is nondescript. Nondescript is an adjective. It means belonging or appearing to belong to no particular class or kind, not easily described. It also means lacking distinctive or interesting qualities. Nondescript. The famous spy was a quiet, nondescript man. And the etymology is pretty straightforward. It just means not being described. The next word is agon. Agon. Agon is a noun. And agon means conflict, especially the dramatic conflict between the chief characters in a literary work. So this is a good one for writers. Agon actually has the same root as agony. And an agon in ancient Greece was a contest for a prize. And another way you could think of an agon, it's a trial. The next word is exegesis. Exegesis is a noun. It means exposition, explanation, especially an explanation or critical interpretation of a text. It was a scholarly interpretation or exegesis rooted in centuries of tradition. Exegesis comes from the Greek, and it's again that word ex, that prefix ex meaning out. And the next part is hegesthai, meaning to guide. So it has to do with being led out. The next word is tenebrous. It's an adjective. And tenebrous means to shut off the light, it means shut off from the light. I read that as a verb. It's not a verb. It's an adjective. Tenebrous also means hard to understand or causing gloom. And you may be familiar with the Latin phrase, which I don't really know how to pronounce, but the phrase is post tenebras lux. And that means after darkness, light. And this is that same, that root in the word tenebros, darkness. And that's the vocabulary for today.
All right, this is your poetry for this week. This is one of my favorites. This is Percy Shelley, Ozymandias. I met a traveler from an antique land who said, two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them on the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptor well those passions read, which yet survive stamped on these lifeless things, the hand that mocked them and the heart that fed. And on the pedestal these words appear, my name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains around the decay of that colossal wreck. Boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away. As always, thanks for listening, and tell a friend about the podcast.